the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. We closed out 2015 very interestingly. Yeah, that's the word.
Very.
Welcome, everybody, to our post show for WWE TLC Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. And I believe it's the first pay per view of 2015, if not the only pay per view of 2015, that actually went to 11 o'clock. I could be wrong. I don't think so.
We got a $9.99 worth.
Yeah, after all those technical problems during the pre-show, of course.
Yeah.
Well, once again, everybody, welcome to RantEmRadio.com and our coverage. It's the post-show, like I said, for TLC. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C. Okay, and Surfer. And we've got on the line as well, on the horn, as they say it, Scott.
Hi, everybody.
And Matt Squires.
Hey, that escalated quickly.
That yeah. That's you know, that's one of my favorite scenes, by the way, from Anchorman.
The best? Yep.
I guess the phrase for the night is going to be, that's what happens when you let foreigners in this country.
So,
boy, that,
oh, no.
That really got out of
don't
hand.
Don't do Donald Trump anymore likes to stand on.
Oh, man. What can I say? What can I say? Hold on.
Not much to say. It's the first pay-per-view in about 7 months that I didn't fall asleep on.
That's same here.
I thought it was paced good.
Hold on. Do I have that, that sound bite at the end? Let me see here.
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, I stabbed a man in the heart.
Brett killed a guy. Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Brick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
Well, I tell you what, if you played that, it would have been better than the commentary tonight. Ugh.
Oh my god. You know what? I think what I'm going to start doing is taking the commentary from a pay-per-view 15, 20 years ago and just playing the audio in the background while the current pay-per-view is going on. You know, I'm sure they'll sync up nicely.
What if you can't you just turn your SAP on and listen to it in Spanish? It can't be any worse than the English.
The problem is that I understand Spanish.
That's what I'm saying.
You can do that with the network?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. I need to learn Spanish then. I need to get some Rosetta Stone classes.
This is not me saying anything scandalous
negative,
but you know, they have that, they speak, there's like their dialect, that Spanish dialect is more Mexican, and that's, I don't like that one, and I don't, you know, I'm more of a, like, other kind of Spanish. I don't know if that makes any sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah, you are...
More Tex-Mex?
Yeah, there's Mexican Spanish is different from every, you know, from Argentinian Spanish and Cuban Spanish. Yeah, none of that si, señor crap. We don't do that. You know, well, I grew up in Miami. I'm used to, and they don't talk like they talk in Scarface. They get that out of your head, and they don't talk like they talk in what's the other movie?
That's
that,
Cuban B in Scarface.
What's the other movie that he's in that he played? Carlito's Way. There you go.
Yeah. See, the one Spanish word I know is universal, and I'm happy about that. And that's tequila.
You know, it's funny how everybody in Scarface is not Hispanic, except
not
for the one guy who has the English-sounding name.
Who's that?
Tony Montana's bull that was dating his sister.
Stephen Bauer?
Yeah.
That's not his real name, though.
Okay.
His name is Rocky.
Well, Surfer, that's like every superhero is not American. Yeah. They're all from England.
His name,
no,
they're all British.
I'm saying, like, everybody, none of the other ones were what? Hispanic or Cuban or?
His name is Rocky Echevarria, and he starred in a very prominent South Florida sitcom.
Bam.
So there you go. It was a Spanglish sitcom, by the way. You know?
Look at Double A with the Latino knowledge.
Throwing
it down.
I know, man. Hey, K Posse USA was part of my upbringing, okay? It's a great show. If you know Spanish, it's a great show. Great show.
Telemundo babes are hot.
That's not a you know what? And I'm gonna lay a little bit of a shocker here. It was a PBS show.
Oh.
And it was a situation comedy.
The only show I know that was in Spanish was Mucha Chichas.
Anybody watching that show, Telenovela?
I briefly saw the pilot for about 5 minutes.
Wasn't worth
it. Is it me, or does the Mexican culture have the weirdest game shows ever?
Oh, yeah.
Japan game shows. But I mean, they've got clowns and puppets, and I these are adult shows with puppets, and I can't wrap my head around it.
I don't know.
Here's a little bit of Manny from Scarface and Cape Posse USA. I don't know if it'll translate well to the audio, but what the hell?
Joe, there they are. Hi, Violeta. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
I'll tell you when it's coming up here. Hold on.
Floyd, tú conoces a Violeta, no?
Yes, but she changed. God.
Well, I spent the whole day thinking about death. And I said, Violetica, you only have one life to live. Why not live it as a blonde?
Just wait. Here we go. This is where he starts talking.
Joe, Carmencita, nos vamos.
Why do we have to leave now?
That's him.
Pero si ahora se está poniendo buena la cosa.
Toda esta gente se va a quedar a velar el muerto. Yo me podría quedar con ellos y después me iban para la casa.
Joe, I don't care if they're going to stay here all week, but we are all going home right now.
Niños.
All right. Well, anyways, it doesn't translate well on the audio, but that's okay. So if you ever feel the need to kill some time, you can look it up on YouTube. Anyways, it's pretty funny. So, let's talk about TLC, shall we? I gotta tell you, the pay-per-view was, you know,
better than most.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. You know what my problem I've had this year? Is that all these pay-per-views I've said more or less the same. It could have been worse.
Yeah.
But
I thought it started out great.
Oh,
holy cow.
The opening match was excellent.
Oh, that Salisa del Sol up at the top of the ladder was just like, what the hell?
You know what?
Despite who left the championship, the Lucha Dragons came out on top.
And you know what? Lee texts me the minute it happened. The only thing Lee... What? I'm also wrong about Esteban, not Rock. What? What the hell is he talking about? Anyways,
ooh.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about in the chat room. TFG, whatever. Don't question me. You don't live in Miami. Anyways, all right. So Lee texted me the minute it happened, when Xavier Woods threw that damn trombone. And Lee, the only thing Lee texted me was, he threw the damn trombone. I'm done.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Trombone toss.
Oh, and you know what? Xavier Woods on commentary did a great job. Corrected Michael Cole a couple of times. That's Kalisto, Michael Cole. Get it right. God, you know, he didn't say
how many times did he get somebody's name wrong tonight?
You know what? Michael.
A half a dozen, at least.
Michael. I think Michael is.
Michael fucking Cole.
I know, right? Michael, I think Michael is just. He's. I think he's burning the candle a little bit too much.
Well, didn't I just see something? They said they're going to have a new announcer for SmackDown?
Really?
That's again? Mario. What is it? Mario.
Mario Renault? Oh, really?
They hired him. That was breaking news earlier. That's what I saw. I think that's right.
Poor Rich Brennan. He just got that cush job. And I like Rich. Oh, well, what the hell. I guess they listened to Scott Hudson, remember? Remember we talked about that last week? He said that that Mauro Ranallo, or whatever his name is the...
Well, he also said Byron Saxon's the best commentator on the team.
Scott is. Scott's been smoking. Layla got married. I'm trying to see where that story is about the thing. Layla got married. Forced. We'll go over that stuff on Tuesday.
Layla got married.
Apparently, Layla got married.
Yeah. No.
Is she still employed?
Oh no, she. She sent it. She left a while ago. And here we go. Mauro Ranallo lands a dream gig as the new voice of WWE SmackDown. Was 5 years old, living in Canada. SmackDown said when it moves to its new home in the USA Network, starting January 7th.
So is it going to be him and Brennan and maybe King?
I don't know. I mean, I guess get Booker T off there or something. I don't know. But Rich, Jesus, poor Rich. Anyways, but back to Michael Cole, though. I think Michael is just like, because, you know, Michael, I think, will be, Michael will have to work Raw tomorrow. He worked the pay-per-view tonight. He works Raw tomorrow. He's always at SmackDown, and I believe he will be in London for TakeOver. So
that's a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
To get to London?
Yeah. And if Rich is working SmackDown, he'll probably have to go to London as well.
Unless they do like they did with
the Japanese special. They do it from the WWE headquarters. It's possible. It's possible. Well, anyways, it was excellent. The opening match was absolutely excellent. I really thought the Lucha Dragons were going to take it. They came close a couple times. But the New Day, still the WWE Tag Team Champions. A match that nobody gave it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's like Xavier Woods said, like, why would you keep doing what they did, like, putting yourself through ladders, jumping on ladders to take yourself out of the match?
Yeah, I get that. Like, Jimmy, I think it was Jimmy Uso, jumped off the top rope onto Big E on the floor. Because a ladder was on top of him. Stupid.
Yeah, that is stupid. That you got a guy outside the ring, instead of just climbing the ladder, you're going to try to do a high flying act.
Yeah.
And they always end up losing. Every time.
Yeah, Rusev and Ryback in a match that nobody cares about. What was it that Rusev did to have knocked out Ryback?
Went for the shell shock, and then he climbed down and put him in the accolade.
But that's it? It knocked him out? Give me a break.
Yeah. Oh, no, he kicked him in the head. Out.
Oh, he kicked him in the head? Was that enough to really
pass him?
He kicked
him in the head when he came out of the shell shock, and then he put him in the accolade.
When Rusev kick you in the head, it always knocks the guy out, so... Yeah.
By the way, don't. I hope nobody's watching the Stone Cold podcast, because number one, it's not live. It was taped well in advance, which means WWE has had time to edit. You know, so
it's going to be the same podcast they did on his show, what, 3 or 4 months ago?
Could be. And in case anybody's wondering, Stone Cold, for memory's sake, broke out those old jean shorts that he used to wear that were like too short and too tight. He broke them out. He's wearing them during this podcast. Anyways, chairs match, which ended up being for the United States Championship. They didn't advertise it as for the U.S. title.
Yeah, I would have given a different prediction had I known that.
Yeah. Anyways, CM Punk chants during the match.
Where was Zeb? He was the whole thing surrounding this. At least come out, he was scoot around, make a distraction.
The battery on the Rascal needed to charge, so he was plugged in backstage somewhere. Yeah.
That's what that match was missing.
50 and a 45.
And if anybody's ever had to endure the Rascal dying in public, trust me, it ain't fun. Okay? It ain't fun. You know, Jesus, there we are, in the middle of the Vegas Strip. And it's like a beat up old Chevy breaking down in the middle of the street. What do? You push it to the nearest plug and wait 15 minutes. Anyway, eight man tag team tables elimination match could not have been any more complicated to announce.
The best part was Cage wondering where Tommy Dreamer is. He's getting his ass beat by Braun Strowman on the other side of the ring.
Everybody on Team ECW got their ass whooped. Tommy Dreamer broke out the cheese grater, though. You know, just like old times.
Did the Dudleys fall lower on the card?
I think so. I think the Dudleys kind of. But then again, the Dudleys were never going to come in and be the main eventers.
No, not a main eventers, but at least have some
clout. They came in themselves.
I think so. The Dudleys came in on the wrong side of the year.
Yeah.
The table should have been lit on fire. They didn't necessarily have to use it, but it would have been nice to see the table on fire. The Wyatt family, though, they came out victorious. Only Eric Rowan was eliminated from the match.
Now, I'm sorry, but I think Strowman should have been eliminated when he put himself through the table.
I agree with that.
Because a couple of years ago, when Big Show was fighting Cody Rhodes for the IC belt,
he stepped
Big Show
on the table.
Stepped off the ring through a table, and they're like, you're gone.
Yeah.
That's it. You went through the table on your own.
Yep.
It's one of those when it's convenient rules. Just like when Macho Man eliminated himself from the Royal Rumble, but got back in because he eliminated himself.
Yeah.
It's just one of those rules that when it's convenient, we'll...
And Cena went through a table and lost to Sheamus when he fell on his own.
Yeah.
Yep.
He didn't get pushed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Back to the Royal Rumble, when Jake Roberts threw the snake in the ring and Andre jumped over the rope, they eliminated him.
Yeah. Eliminated him, yep.
By the way, speaking of Jake Roberts...
Did you see that video I posted?
Yes, I did. You know, I can only say, what can you say, right?
All I can think is, me eyes, they burn.
You know, the fact that he pulled his teeth out, just like, and he was ready to go. It's just,
I'm telling y'all, when y'all see that movie, y'all will believe a man is off his fucking rocker.
What movie?
Jake
the Snake.
Yeah, the Jake Roberts thing.
Okay.
Speaking of movies, I saw the Adam Sandler Netflix movie.
Oh, God.
It's interesting. Okay, just to let everybody know, it's interesting. There's some funny moments.
Speaking of movies, 4 days, Serpa. 4 days.
I know.
It's interesting, though. It is interesting.
Did the Native Americans have reason to complain about that movie? Yes.
A little bit. I thought Taylor Lautner, though, was very good in the movie. He very easily shed that whole Twilight heartthrob.
That's Shark Boy.
Yeah, that's Shark Boy. He quickly shed all that stigma that he had on him, because I tell you, if you didn't know that was Taylor Lautner, boy, oh boy, You would have thought that this is a real retard in the movie. And I mean that with all love and affection, by the way.
How did Taylor Lautner get into the Adam Sandler group?
You know what? Right place, right time.
It's like, once you in his group, you work in every movie he puts out.
Hey, you never know. Yeah. Let's see what happens. This is only the first movie.
Mm-mm. He was in Grown Ups, too.
Well, I didn't see Grown Ups, too, so...
Yeah, be thankful you didn't see Grown Ups too.
Anyways, Kevin Owens versus Dean Ambrose for the Intercontinental Championship. Kevin Owens came out and cut a promo talking about how he's a real champion and not the phantom champions of Boston and blah, 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 blah. Basically said that this is the Kevin Owens show. Dean Ambrose came out. They had an okay match. I don't think it was anything spectacular, but it was an okay match. Dean Ambrose came out the victor and is the new Intercontinental Champion.
Go ahead.
I don't say which, you know, 4 or 5 months ago I said that Owens was going to win the Royal Rumble, so this could set that up.
It could very well set it up. But then again, remember what I said during the pre-show. I said that Ambrose was going to win, but I also said that it would be smart booking that should Brock win the U.S. title this coming Saturday in Los Angeles, Owens should challenge Brock for the U.S. title.
It would set up something. Owens now, or he's going to fight Dean Ambrose?
He could have a rematch with Ambrose, but
that's what I was going to ask. Does it set him up to chase the Intercontinental title, or to go?
I think it's to go
to be a contender for the world title.
I think it's to go to the next thing. And it's not so much maybe the world title. I think it's going to be him having a big match at WrestleMania. Which, you know, in many cases, having a big match at WrestleMania is a lot better than having the world title match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So you're saying he's going to win the Andre the Giant over the Rock?
No. But case in point,
that's all Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, but case in point, the main event for WrestleMania this year was nothing. Was Brock and Roman for the title, and nobody could give two shits about it
until Seth Rollins came out.
Until the end.
Well, you don't have to worry about Roman Reigns being in the main event this year.
Well, you never know. You never know.
He's going to take on Triple H.
We'll see. WWE Divas title was on the line.
I love Charlotte as a heel.
She's okay as a heel, but
she's
way better than a face.
Keep off that mic, though. She still has that. She needs. She's still very rough. And
let Rick do all the talking.
Yeah,
what do you think of Rick? Her doing the Ric Flair face plant.
That was good. That was okay, but like I said, I want to see the Inside Out. Even Jerry made reference to it. Like Rick never had such luck on the top rope.
That's what I was going to say. Do you think she gets caught on the top rope every time?
You know what? And I remember the one time, one of the few times that Flair was able to get off the top rope, they made a big deal of it. I can't believe Flair got off the top rope.
He got off the top rope against Vader.
I know. He got off the top of a couple times. I know that.
Yeah.
But I remember one time in particular, they made a big deal about it, that he finally got off the top rope.
Two things about Ric Flair. Either he always got caught on that rope, or when he would flip over the corner and try to run to the other one, he would always
clothesline.
And the one thing, and me and Lee have talked about this, and I've talked about it with other people before too, and I think I've talked about it on the air. Flair has probably, without a doubt, not to mention that slam off the top rope, but has to be one of, if not the stiffest, back body drops in the business. And every time I look at Flair taking that back body drop, and you know how he lands on his side?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God!
Exactly. I keep thinking about that damn plane crash.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell is this guy walking?
You imagine he takes all those backdrops, but Hogan can barely walk doing a leg drop.
Exactly. It makes
Hogan weighs like 100 pounds more than Flair.
No, but you know what else?
Hogan was...
Yeah, but Hogan isn't getting as high as those backdrops.
But you know what else also? I think a lot of it has to do with the juice. I don't think Flair, if Flair juiced, he didn't do it nearly as much.
No,
as
Flair took the Horseman vitamins, remember?
And Hogan took the Hogan vitamins, the vitamin packs.
Yep.
And pasta.
And pasta and all the other crap that he hawked.
Eggs.
Somewhere floating around is a video of Hogan making a milkshake for Vince McMahon and Lord Alfred Hayes. And Alfred Hayes took a sip and threw the damn thing up. Somewhere there's a video of that floating around.
I've seen that. That's hilarious.
Oh, man. Then probably... Oh, and Charlotte got the win after some chicanery on the outside from Rick. Jimmy Uso and Naomi helping this guy buy a wedding ring.
Through ColecoVision?
I gotta tell you, that segment was taped 3 months ago.
When he was still injured?
Yeah, I guess. You know, it's just kind of weird that...
They're already divorced already.
They're divorced already.
They probably taped it. Forgot they taped it. It's at the end of the year. Let's throw it in real quick.
I would love...
You think they're going to name their kid Atari?
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Sega.
PlayStation.
Sega.
Dream. This is our daughter, Dreamcast.
I got to tell you. You know, Surfer, you make me... I've said it before, too. I've said a lot of things, now that I think about it. But I would love to just one day walk into the WWE video vault. Just to go and smell all that. Take a master tape of something and just go and smell it. You know, just to...
Then they'll find you in there hours later with your shirt off, sweating.
Sweating, rubbing.
Surfer, you know how it is. You know the smell of an old comic book.
I do, don't I?
I've
they have a certain smell.
Yeah.
That newsprint. That
newsprint smell when you pull out
that
an old...
That yellow page smell.
It's an old... Early 80s Fantastic Four or 70s, and it just has that unique smell to it.
And a comic book smells different than a newspaper. Let's
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's clarify that for the audience.
Because of the inks.
Yeah, because of the ink.
Colored ink.
But, like, I'm going to tell you, for example, I mark out for old stuff like that. And, like, one of my coveted photos I have in my archives, okay, that somebody... send me a photo of years ago was a photo of the actual tape case, okay, of the first episode of Thunder from WCW's offices, of the master tape.
Wow.
And I don't know why I like, it's just a picture. That's all it is. I could post it in the group page. It's just a picture, and I love that picture so much because it's like, this is nice. It's history. And Bret Hart years ago also posted on Twitter or somewhere. He has in his collection master copies because he owns all his matches apparently that he's ever wrestled in. He owns he owns copies of all those matches. So he has master copies. The actual tape, you know, the master tapes.
They cut to get him from his own.
I guess so. He showed just boxes and boxes and boxes of the master tapes of Superstars and Wrestling Challenge, and I just like, I look at that and you I'm just like, this is nice.
Yeah.
You know, I love stuff like that. Oh, I've seen pictures of before the day of computers and everything. They used to actually play the entrance music, believe it or not, on a tape deck in the PA system, and there was the production tape that went with them on the road that had the music looped, I think, it for 9 minutes or something like that, And I saw, you see the actual tapes, WWF studio production tape, entrance themes on this tape, and it would list all the entrance themes and things like that. I mean, that's, you know. What do you want? Stop making fun of me.
Double A, pushing the button on the VCR tape and lifting up the back of it and like.
But see, I know you double A. You get in there, and then the next thing you know, they have all points, they have all points bulletin after you because some WCW reels are missing.
Listen, I'm only borrowing them. Okay, stop making fun of me.
He put them together and wear them out as chainmail.
Yeah, like right now, I'm looking at a. What am I looking at here?
Tony C will be a compass.
I'm looking at a box, okay, of master tapes that went to the international market. I'm going to post this in the chat room for you people to look at, you know, because I just love stuff like this. And it makes me, I don't know, gets me going a little bit. Anyways, back to this pay-per-view, you know, because I don't want to freak anybody out too much. I know it's the end of the year, but, you know, bear with me. All right.
So is this K-Sponsor? I mean, I know they're a big sponsor. Isn't that odd?
No, I think it's just a one-time shot for the pay-per-view.
No.
I mean, I'm used to gum and candies and oil. I can go with that, but... A K's jeweler.
Look at their two sponsors, though. Toys R Us and K's Jewelers. Toys and jewelry Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, put their names out there for this time of year.
Yeah, you get the wrestling ring for the kids, and you get the ring for the wifey.
Yep.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I don't know if I could live without having Seth Rollins as a samurai.
Wait, I get it. Two rings.
It's like the two sons on Tatooine.
Where have I heard that before?
It's a real ring and a wrestling ring, so you're getting two rings for Christmas.
Hey, Double A, do all those tapes say Be Kind and Rewind on them?
No.
Okay.
You know, Jack Black movies in that box.
But I would. I would definitely rewind those tapes. You know.
Did you have a rewinder, or did you do it in
your
VCR?
Yes, I did. I had a rewinder.
Nice.
I had a rewinder. Because I was big on watching movies in those days, so I would probably pull the tape out and put the next one in and just throw it in the rewinder. You know. But I was very... very anal when it came to rewinding the tapes. It was very uncharacteristic.
You never got charged at Blockbuster?
No. It was very odd that you would find an unrewounded tape in this house.
I'm going to tell you a funny rewind story real quick. I had this girlfriend, and I had just got a DVD player when they first came out. And I took it over our house, and we were watching a movie, and the movie ended. And I walked out of the room. She said, where you going? I said, you know, I'm going to get something to eat. She goes, well, I don't know how to rewind this.
You know how to pick them.
Hold on. And by the way, there's another website in case anybody wants to look up crap. There's a website where you can actually look at the actual filed documents for wrestling copyrights, the actual images of the logos and all that crap. In case anybody doesn't have anything important going on in their life, like I did probably one night at 3 o'clock in the morning when I couldn't sleep, go on there. It's there, you know, and you can look at the weird stuff. Yes, I'm weird. Stop it. All right. Anyways, all right, moving on. Oh, well, that's it. The last match. WWE World Heavyweight title was on the line in a tables, ladders, and chairs match that kind of went all over the place. It was a rough match. Sheamus got the hell beaten out of him. But Sheamus...
Cena chant
in Boston.
What's up with that? People hate Cena yet. He's not even nowhere to be found. They wanted him more than that.
It was in Boston, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
But they boo him in Boston just like they boo him every place else.
You know what? I think they just don't want that. What's going on, I didn't think they didn't want it. But you know what? They got us good at the end. Sheamus won the world title after that. Roman, you know, he blew a fuse and beat the hell out of the League of Nations. And took it out on Sheamus, beat the hell out of him with a steel chair. The Authority.
I think Sheamus was really hurt in that match.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh, he got clocked to start it out with. I mean, he clocked him.
Yeah, but, I mean, but he, after he went through the ladder,
with that hook.
He held his arm the whole time. He was like after he went through that ladder, and even after Triple H caught his ass whipping. Mm-hmm. There's a shot at Roman Reigns walking away, and Sheamus is still on the ground holding his arm.
Did you guys catch that those are wooden ladders painted to look like aluminum?
Yes.
Because aluminum doesn't splinter.
They did a good job.
Certainly wouldn't split in half like that.
They did a good job.
No.
That's for sure.
Yeah, it was one of those like little chunks of wood all over the floor, some balsa wood ladders.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
Well, that's what happens when you got a very good prop department.
Oh my god! Yeah, but yeah, I kind of figured it was going to come down to some interference, because for Sheamus to win that match cleanly would just mean that Roman Reigns has no leg to stand on at this point.
So Roman Reigns has no friends. Nope. Is this the story?
Yeah, wait. Like Dean Ambrose, but he wouldn't started partying already.
Where was
the Usos? Where was his cousins?
The Usos were done, dude. They're probably still on the floor in the back after jumping through all those ladders.
Okay, well, I get that, but
the match was kind of like when your kids make you a pottery project at school, and you know they really tried, but. It's still a piece of crap, but, you know, you give them credit for trying.
I didn't think it was a bad match.
It wasn't a bad match, but...
The ending is what...
They ruined it at the end.
Yeah.
They spent the last month having Dean Ambrose and the Usos come out and have Roman Reigns back, yet when it came to needing them back the most, no shows.
That's because Wade Barrett tied him up in the back and was watching him. That's why he wasn't out there.
Hey, what did they do? Did they put the forklift in front of the door of the locker room? Like,
hey, you know what?
The forklift.
Very possible.
Like the...
That's been done many times in the past.
Yeah.
See, that would have been great. And he comes on the Titantron and says, "I've got some bad news."
That would have been awesome.
That would have been awesome, and it just shows him right there locking all of his buddies up while he gets the crap whipped out of him. That would have made some sense.
A lot, yeah.
Now, this is what I want to see. I want to see Roman get fired. I want to see Roman be a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble. But in
with
between,
the mask on, calling himself the Super Machine.
No. I just want to see him be a surprise entrant.
Super Samoan.
But also, I want to see between now and then, I want to see Roman Reigns in street clothes, because a lot of people that are new wrestling fans don't understand that if you show up in street clothes and you're never seen in street clothes, boy, then you really know you're coming for an ass kicking or an ass for a fight. Because like the two or three times Sting showed up in WCW in his street clothes, business was about to pick up.
What if I fired Sting a few years ago and he would beat everybody up in the parking lot?
Yeah.
What's probably going to happen, he'll get suspended, which will keep him out of the Royal Rumble so that somebody else can win it. If he's not getting another match, at another crack at Sheamus.
I hope Vince doesn't become a part of this. That's all we need. come on, Vince. Why would you do this?
Because it's best for business.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that we're going to hear it on Raw?
No chance.
Anyways. So, yeah, that's it. That's TLC. All hell broke loose at the end. They went right up to the 11 o'clock mark. And they did everybody a solid, you know. Gave us three solid hours. Good way to end a year, you know.
Good bookends.
Yeah.
And great start, Stephanie, good finish.
And Stephanie let out her primal scream like she got DP'd.
Oh.
Oh, bean time!
Hey, didn't I call that?
Yep.
Didn't I call that? That's the first thing I heard when that damn pay-per-view went on the air. Oh, Beantown!
Don't you dare be sour.
Oh, boy. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Any final thoughts, though, about what you guys think about the pay-per-view? I'm yawning up a storm today. My God.
I give it like a 6.5, 7 out of 10. It was better than most, but it was... I mean, the biggest letdown was probably the Ryback Rusev match.
Yeah. You know, I didn't expect much out of there anyway. I didn't expect much out of there anyway.
No, like I said, I stayed just awake. A throwaway match.
Yeah.
I stayed awake for the whole thing, so I'm good.
So, you know what? No Ziggler.
Yeah.
No Ziggles.
No Tyler Breeze. No Ziggler.
A lot of people are not on this paper now.
No Big Show.
Yeah.
No Kane.
No, well, it opened with Kane. The Big Show because did you notice that? Like, right before it came on, they said it's the Big Show, and they played his music, and then they cut right to the main.
Well, there was no stairs match, so Big Show couldn't be involved. He's only involved in stair matches.
Yeah.
Yeah, you thought they'd put him in a ring with Mark Henry or something, so they could give them something to do, but...
No.
Well, that's a fresh match.
I think what it is now is that people are starting to get adjusted to a WWE without John Cena, Randy Orton.
Well, they was calling for Cena, so what's up with that?
No. What I'm saying is, I think they're starting to adjust the audience a little bit because. Let's be honest. When you take all these people out of the picture at the same time, it's going to be a big adjustment. It's like, you know...
It changes the landscape.
It changes... It's like, you know, it's 1987, and you take Hogan, Macho Man, Million Dollar Man Andre, and, you know, I don't know, the Junkyard Dog, all out of the WWE at the same time. What was left? Who was going to be the WWE champion at that time? Would you have made King Kong Bundy the champion or Paul Orndorff? It would be a different WWE, that's for sure. And things would be a little rough for a period of time. And I think that's what's going on here. I think people are starting to get adjusted. I'm not saying that it's good, just saying that people are starting to get adjusted. And I think we're going to enjoy a WWE. Well, I don't know how much we're going to enjoy because John Cena's coming back in 2 weeks. But...
Who does he go after?
Del Rio, probably.
I don't know about Del Rio. I just think John should just fight for the Royal Rumble right now.
The thing I want to know is, do you think they did this whole ending where to try and boost ratings for tomorrow night's Raw?
Who?
Let's tune in and see what happens to Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Absolutely. They're going to come into... Here, okay. Now I know what I had a grievance about. Triple H, the cerebral assassin, the game, the king of kings, the man who has had more brutal matches in WWE than most of the roster put together, you know, was selling worse.
Oh, yeah.
It was cartoonish the way he was bouncing.
Was that chair electrified?
Yeah, what the hell? He sold it, and the fact that he didn't come back from any of the attack,
He pushed him. He did push him right before he got put. Yeah, you know, well, almost put through the table.
Yeah, but he didn't come. Like, he didn't even deck him one time. Like,
well, because Triple H is old, and when he's in a suit, he can't really fight. He has to take his jacket off in order to fight.
I think his tie off. Listen,
then he can fight.
Michael Hayes was on the VIP lounge, and he told MVP, "I'm going to kick your ass." And he was in a suit, and even though the MVP kicked his ass, Michael Hayes got in a couple of good shots.
I mean, I'm not promoting not being safe, but it's real evident when you can't do a headshot.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because that right there should have been a headshot, but I think I understand why not, but
Sheamus, I think, came very close to taking one flush in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got close. But
and that's only because I think
what Reigns did to Triple H, you can just tell it's all right. Let me get you in the stomach now.
You know, I don't.
Sheamus was in the back by the Titantron, did he not sort of like hand the fucking chair to Reigns so he can hit with it?
You know what? I don't know because so much was going on at that time. Reigns was throwing chairs all over the place, so I don't know.
It's kind of like Sheamus just tossed one up in the air and Reigns caught it and hit him with it. It's like, didn't even like try to throw it at him.
Yeah. So, well, that's TLC, folks. I mean, what do you want? You know? Enjoy it. Savor it. Now you can go watch the Stone Cold podcast and listen to Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold laugh at each other for, I don't know, they've been on the air now.
Like they really didn't like each other.
47 minutes they've been on.
Hunting stories.
Hunting stories, and like I said, you can see Stone Cold dust off those jean shorts from 1998. I don't know why the hell he would wear something like that. It's very unbecoming, okay? Anyways, let's talk about what's going on here.
And that's funny because right now they just cut to Shawn Michaels in 1998.
Yeah. Let's
against Stone Cold.
Yeah. Let's talk about things that are going on here on the network, and then, of course, is The Rant. It's coming up this Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. for you people in the U.K. And it'll be followed by Freaks and Effing Geeks. But what's special about this week's episodes? They are the final shows of 2015. That's right. After Freaks goes off the air on Sunday night or Tuesday night, AA will hang up his microphone for
on hiatus
21 days.
What do you got to do for 21 days? That's 3 weeks.
Right. I hang it up on the 15th and I don't pick it back up until January 5th. That's 21 days.
Yeah, because there's nothing going on in those 21 days. Yeah. Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah. Boxing Day.
You mean we're not going to have the pre-show for the tribute to the troops?
Kwanzaa?
No, I unfortunately, you know, I've been slaving over a hot mic for a while. And, you know, this is the time of year, you know, it's time to take, you know, reflect on family, friends.
Recharge the batteries.
Recharge the batteries, come back strong, because once we come back in January, oh, forget it. All hell is going to break loose because we begin the process of our WrestleMania stuff, and that's when AA puts in some serious time. So we're gonna do all that, and let me see. I'm trying to do the math in my head right now. How many shows did I do this year? Okay, if I did 50 episodes of The Rant. I did 50 episodes of The Rant. I've done all the pay-per-views with the exception of one this year. So that means that's two extra shows right there. That's 21 shows. Or no, 20 shows. Right? No. 22 shows. Okay, so we're up to 72 shows. I've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... I think I've done 10 roundtables / specials. So that's, we're up to 84. Plus...
Freaks and Effing Geeks.
I've done 45 episodes of Freaks and Effing Geeks. So now we're up to 120... I don't know, 120 some odd shows for the entire year. So, yeah. I'm a little tired.
Didn't you also, did you count Mega Slam and all those, you know,
Mega Slam
shows
and all that crap.
Talk Brunch.
All that crap I've done. Jesus. And like I said, you know, it's, and I know, Surfer, you've been on every show on this network. You've probably done 500 episodes between everything this year. But yeah. So, you know, it's time to just hang it up and take some time off and just say, yeah, the hell with it. You know, there's
no, because now you got to come up with the categories for the ranties.
That's true, too. Now, this is where AA goes into hibernation. You know, I'm just like a TV show when it goes off the air for the season. You know, we take a little vacation, then we come back. But before we start filming, what do we got to do? We got to prepare the new season. We got to do the office work.
Is the favorite thing in my mouth a category?
You know, why
it's already one.
It's already one. I think it's.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, we can. You know what? We can. Hold on. You know what? We can actually list nominees in that one because. For those of you that remember, it was back in October. I talked about Tootsie Pops a lot. So we can add Tootsie Pops. We can talk about
Reese's Cups.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Rage's Comments.
Oh, did you know, I don't know if you're like a cake fan, but Hostess put out Peppermint Ho-Hos.
Ugh. Ooh.
I saw that today in the store.
I'm going to have to
try
that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. They're good. I bought a box, but my favorite Christmas candy is the Peppermint Crunch Junior Mints.
No, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
You know, I see that almost every cake company now has their own version of a Twinkie.
I'm not a Twinkie person either. I'm gonna phrase what I'm about to say very carefully. I cannot bite into something that has cream in the middle.
That's contradiction to some people on this network.
I know.
My whole diet as a child was one Twinkie a day. Like, I would buy a Twinkie every day as a kid.
Twinkie.
I don't like
now.
The fact that they're calling Chocodiles chocolate-covered Twinkies.
Chocodiles.
Have you guys tried the Sweetios? They're the cinnamon sugar Cheetos.
Oh, you know what?
Oh my gosh, I could eat a whole bag of those.
I've been told.
Do those taste anything like the Taco Bell, remember they had the Cinnatwist?
They still have.
Kinda, but more puffier because it's a Cheeto.
I'm going to have to try it.
Oh my gosh, they're delicious.
I'm going to have to try it out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I've discovered a couple of flavors of chips here recently that I also have to find bigger bags because they were small bags.
Has anybody tried that biscuits? Is it biscuits and gravy?
I haven't found them. The biscuits
and gravy.
They're
here, and then they have, there's another one that's like a West Coast something. I don't know. I heard they're good, though.
I'm trying to think. That's it. I don't like Hostess, I don't like Twinkies, I don't like Ding Dongs or Devil Dogs, even though they're
no, nice. Man. Nope. What about a Zinger?
Nope, I can't do any of that stuff. I can't. I just can't. I'm
Swiss rolls.
Nope, I can't. I just can't.
Nutter butter?
Oatmeal cream pie?
I can do a Nutter butter. I can do
Nutter butter with a glass of milk?
And fudge rounds. Those are
what about a moon
cream pie?
No, I can't do a moon pie because I don't like marshmallow.
What about the Star Crunch, where it's the crispy chocolate?
I like it, but I don't love it.
It's got the caramel in the middle.
So what brand of cake do you usually go for in the stores?
Are we talking about already made?
Yeah.
The only thing of that ilk that I like, they sell them now. It's I like stuff that has cinnamon, so I tend to go towards stuff with cinnamon in it, and so it could be, I don't know if it's Little Debbie. I think it's Little Debbie.
The streusel cake?
The streusel cake I like, and then I think Sara Lee also makes one.
Yeah, Sara Lee.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Am I a coffee cake guy? As long as it doesn't actually taste like coffee, yeah.
What coffee cake tastes like coffee?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, they have like espresso ones. Are you not a coffee guy, AA?
No, I'm not.
I hate coffee. Coffee's gross. I won't even eat mocha. I won't eat.
And let me tell you,
Jamocha, alma fudge, all that stuff.
I can't do it. I can't eat anything with coffee in it. but I grew up in a coffee shop. I know how to make coffee. Yeah. I know how to make Cuban coffee, and believe it or not, I make damn good Cuban coffee, but I can't drink the damn shit. I can't.
The only thing I get from Starbucks is a hot chocolate and an iced tea. That's it.
I'm going to tell you, I discovered...
You can't go to Starbucks, Matt. They're having a war on Christmas.
I got to tell you something. Wait a minute. I discovered a place that surprised me with their hot chocolate 2 days ago, or maybe 3 days ago. And it was so good, I had to go back for a repeat cup the next day.
Where? Because I'm a hot chocolate snob.
7-Eleven.
Yep.
They have very good hot chocolate.
Now, do you add anything to it?
Because yes, I do.
I'll squirt a little squirt of caramel in the bottom of it.
No. I start off because...
I like the cream in the hot chocolate.
I put a little reservoir of whole milk down at the bottom, and then I put some chocolate powder, stir it up, and then I dump the hot chocolate on top.
Well, there you go.
Now,
if you're doing hot chocolate at home, do you boil milk or do you boil water?
I boil milk, and here's the thing. Here's the trick, people. Take it from AA.
Do you melt real chocolate?
No.
I don't go that far.
You take so let's say you got a box of Swiss Miss, okay, for example. The one pack of Swiss Miss says you're supposed to use 8 ounces of milk.
Nope.
You use, 4 ounces of milk per pack, let's say, just to throw out a number. I always double up on the chocolate because otherwise you're tasting hot milk with...
Diluted with
an underlying taste of chocolate in it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can easily... a quarter gallon, which I don't know how much that equates to, and do the entire box.
A quart.
And do the entire box of Swiss Miss. And you do it,
you know, also,
you do it very slow. You do it very slow. You can't bring it to a boil. You can't. Because you bring it to a boil, that's when the problems start. You just do it till you just start to see... Simmer just to when you start to see those bubbles break in the corners.
If it boils too much, it'll start to thicken.
Right.
You know who also has a great hot chocolate? This is one night I got a hot chocolate at Disneyland.
Well, they perfect everything.
Wonderful hot chocolate.
I mean, for God's sakes, they got a donut the size of a dinner plate.
Yeah, you haven't had that one. Yeah.
Get a hot chocolate and a bag of beignets and.
Yeah, yeah.
Later.
You haven't been to Wawa.
Hey, Matt.
No, yes, sir.
Been a while yet.
Have you ever had Manhattan Special?
What is that?
Espresso soda. That's the only thing coffee I would drink. It's good.
You tried that shit making soda taste like coffee.
Disgusting.
I've been drinking that since I was a kid.
And no, people. I'm gonna tell you something. We can't go over this again. I've gone through it once before. Don't make chocolate milk with Hershey syrup.
No,
don't
powder.
Don't do that. Don't, you got to do the powder.
And it has to be quick.
Or
what's wrong with the syrup?
Was one of the first episodes of the rant I listened to when AA went off on rage for not making chocolate milk correctly.
Well, and then he's trying to put strawberry syrup. And it's, get out of here with your strawberry milk.
I'm not talking syrup. I'm talking canned syrup.
No. Server?
Canned syrup? Do they make canned syrup anymore?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Canned syrup?
You go to that general store.
I went down to his local grocer and got that.
I gotta tell you though, it's just absolutely
canned syrup.
Because that's canned syrup
right next to the sack of barley, I guess.
Canned syrup is mostly pouring into liquids.
No, you got to do the powder, and if you're gonna buy already pre-made chocolate milk, you got to know which brand to buy.
Oh, there is a distinct difference in cheap chocolate milk and good chocolate milk.
Oh,
holy cow.
I've learned that the best chocolate milk used to be, I don't know if this is the case in everywhere because I know it depends on where you live, but when I was growing up, the best chocolate milk was MacArthur. Now, if in my in my travels in the chocolate milk universe, Borden makes the best chocolate milk. That's how I
never heard of
Have you had, Quick chocolate milk? Nestle's Quick?
Quick is too
watery.
No, it's too sweet. And it tastes too much like syrup.
You're supposed to shake what it about before
Yoo-hoo?
You drink it.
I guess Yoo-hoo's an abomination.
That's not milk. That's a drink.
Now, Surfer, you're more of what, a Bosco guy? Oof.
Not really.
No? Wasn't that the hot thing back in the day, Bosco?
Bosco and,
Bosco, but...
And all that crap.
You guys ever have U-Bet chocolate syrup?
Most people grew up on with Nestle Quick. Sometimes you got some, what's the other brand? Ovaltine.
Oh, there you go. That's what okay. Ovaltine.
There's probably still people that drink that. Well, they have to. They still sell it.
Surfer, growing up, were you Flavor-Aid
or
Kool-Aid?
It doesn't mean anybody drinks it.
Kool-Aid. But
not Flavor-Aid?
Well, if it was available, you got Flavor-Aid, but Kool-Aid...
There was a big difference between Kool-Aid and Flavor-Aid.
I know. Sometimes you buy Flavor-Aid, most of the time you buy Kool-Aid.
Hey, I was poor growing up. It was a privilege to get Kool-Aid. We were mostly Flavor-Aid.
You know, Hawaiian Punch?
Orange drink. That's what I remember.
Yeah, the Hawaiian Punch, you got to add sugar. That was...
It's a...
That was a rad.
You know what? I could see Surfer about 1967 on the floor in front of the television drinking a glass of Ovaltine and eating Hydrox. Not Oreos, Hydrox.
Some Hydrox.
67, I wouldn't have had to taste it.
Oh my god.
Hydrox. Those are flavored coasters. Those are like checkered pieces.
Hydrox are the bomb.
Yeah, okay. I know.
So, oh,
no. I used Hydrox cookies when I was at a Black Checkers.
Hydrox. Connect Four.
It was before Oreo, okay? Hydrox is the original sandwich cookie.
I said that because I specifically knew that Hot Surfer likes Hydrox better than Oreos. Because I
Surfer,
remember,
did you have Tab in your refrigerator?
I can picture Surfer go, pretty sneaky, sis. He's in a Hydrox cookie instead of a Connect Four.
Because
sitting there dunking his Hydrox cookie in his powdered milk.
1967. I didn't have TV.
Okay, whatever. Insert year here. But the point is, because I remember a while ago, we talked about this because... Because Oreo brought back hot...
Why'd you bring up Tab?
Oreo brought...
I just think...
Go ahead,
did you drink Tab?
That was a diet soda.
He's not the... Surfer doesn't do that. Do diet stuff. Oreo had brought back the Hydrox.
Unless you're thinking of Tang. Yeah. Are you thinking of Tang?
No, Tab.
I don't know what Tang is. Tang's an orange drink.
Yeah,
Tang is astronaut food.
They still make Tab.
Do they? I haven't seen Tab forever.
Especially RC Cola.
You can still get Tab with Diet Cola. I mean, Diet Coke.
With Coke products.
Tab.
RC came up on the page not a while back. Yeah. Now, RC trumps all.
I agree.
Well, that's because Phil was talking about RC Cola with the Mets losing their deal.
That's right. That's what it was. See, I'll take an RC over a Pepsi any day.
There's an RC. There's a 2-liter RC sitting in the fridge downstairs.
See, there's nothing that beats a tall fountain drink of RC in a styrofoam cup.
I can't agree with that. I bought RC from Family Dollar because they got the 2.5-liter bottles.
Well, yeah, it's all beat up and shook up, and it was probably over-expired, and the date was changed.
It is weak sauce.
Nah, you get a good fresh RC and a styrofoam cup, oh, man.
That's good.
Nothing beats a nice cold
Fresca
of Coca-Cola.
I don't know.
Are you a Coke guy, Surfer?
Why do you keep bringing up these diet sodas?
I don't
just to irritate you.
I don't agree with the Coke thing. I think I think for me, I'm a Pepsi guy, but RC is excellent.
Oh yeah.
And
this is coming from a guy who endorses Shaft.
And I'm going to tell you something. You have to live in the South to know this. And Tony C, I don't know where you disappeared to, but if you live in the South, and I'm talking South Carolina down, and you have Publix's. Publix has their own line of products, you know, like how all supermarkets, they have their own line. But they, in particular, their line of products is excellent. You wouldn't know that it's, like, generic. And their soda is awesome and, like, half the price.
Who makes it?
Not like Kroger sodas, Dr. Thunder, and Mountain Lightning.
No, theirs is just...
Oh, see, over here, it's not Kroger's. It's called... It's a...
Who makes this soda for them?
I have no clue, but it's... They're and the name is very generic. It's just cola. Diet cola.
Cola.
Root beer. Ginger ale. Grape soda. Orange soda. Nothing fancy. No frills. No nothing. I think that the Mountain Dew thing, it's just like citrus soda.
Wow.
You know?
So what is your obscure... So, like, if you wanted obscure soda, what is yours? Like, for me, it's a grape. Like, if I see a nice grape, like a Grape Crush, I'll be like, Grape Crush.
I could mark out for a Grape Crush.
I mean, it's something I don't want to drink all the time.
No, I can't.
But every now and then.
I can't.
Oh, every one you grab every now and then?
Yeah.
Probably for me is orange. Well, it's not a soda. It's Orange High C.
If you're going to get a good grape,
that's a good one.
You got to go with the Welch's.
Welch's.
I don't know. Welch's. Do you know what my problem with grape soda is? It's too sweet, and I can never finish the bottle.
Is it still grape?
With grape?
Yeah, I can't drink the whole bottle. I like, and oh, I'm talking like a 20-ounce, not a
20. Oh, okay.
I couldn't drink the whole thing.
You don't like
and Sunkiss has got a good grape.
You don't like it when your stool turns green from it?
No, that doesn't happen to me, surfer. I've been drinking grape soda for 30 years. I've never had that once happen.
Were any of you guys the kids that took the Kern soda to school?
Nope.
No, I've heard of it, though.
I've never heard of it.
I've heard of it.
You never heard of Kern's?
No.
It's like the ritzy aristocrat fruit sodas of the...
See, in this area, we
soda had... Soda Kingdom.
Outside of the Coke and Pepsi, we had Canada Dry and Frank's. And Frank's, I think they're gone, so...
The one soda I've always been curious to try... And it's along in that A&W RC 7-Up family that they make is Vernon's. I see it all the time.
Never heard of it.
I'm like, I wonder if this thing is any good. I think it's in that family with, I'm trying to think, who's in that same family with A&W that also makes IBC? Ginger ale?
Yeah.
I think it's...
IBC?
I'm trying to think. It's the one who makes the ginger ale. I think it's Canada Dry.
Canada Dry,
I think, is the one that makes... With A&W. Because I know that Seagram's is what? I think it's Coke.
I think A&W is part of 7-Up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Oh, and by the way, if you're a soda snob, please, don't insult me. And give me Sprite and say it's 7-Up. There's a distinct difference between 7-Up and Sprite.
Sprite's way better than 7-Up.
No.
So what do you put? What do you put in your root beer float?
I don't do root beer floats. No.
Because there's a big difference between Bard's, Mug.
That I do know, though, Matt.
And A&W.
A&W is the best root beer, and I hate root beer.
Come on now.
I used to love going to old A&W restaurants.
Sprite is so superior that LeBron James has his own flavor mix.
He can kiss my balls, okay?
And Drake drinks it before he raps. So.
And they make a great cherry 7-Up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind the cherry 7-Up. 7-Up used to be good, and then Sprite came along. And for a long time, I thought 7-Up... recipe was terrible, but they've gotten better.
So was Sierra Mist the stepchild?
Oh,
no, the Sierra Mist is good.
That's the foster kid.
It's the cousin. It's the cousin that the parents died. Sierra has to come live with you.
The problem is they're late to the game.
Yeah. Did you hear they're trying to bring back Crystal Clear Pepsi?
I've heard
there's like
that.
A petition.
And I was a big fan.
Yeah.
I
was a big fan of Crystal Pepsi.
You too?
Yes, I was.
But you mean you didn't have it the 2 weeks it was out?
It was water.
Surfer.
It was water. Disgusting.
Your palate is not refined.
What, the Crystal Pepsi wasn't water?
No.
What did it taste like then?
It tastes like
Clear Pepsi.
Like Clear Pepsi, yeah.
It's all the hydrox from the taste buds.
It was the hydrox of sodas.
I really thought Pepsi was flavorless in many, many ways.
No, you know what flavorless Pepsi is? It's diet caffeine-free Pepsi. Oh, that is straight up black water.
My mom used to drink those.
It's like mud.
Yeah, that's like, just like...
You take radiation.
Put some black food dye and some color and yeah.
Now, I will wholeheartedly endorse the sugar Pepsi. Like, you know, like the Pepsi they put real sugar in as opposed to corn syrup.
Uh-huh. Now, see, I've been to Mexico on a couple of vacations, yeah. And the Coke in Mexico is compared to the Coke
very
here.
Different, yeah.
Oh. The Coke in Colombia is by far the best.
It's so good.
It's by far blows it away.
I got bad news for you. They no longer put sugar in the Mexican Coke. They use corn syrup.
What's that, King Barrett? You got some bad news for him?
Mexico and Coke so good was they was using real sugar. Yeah. Now they switched over to corn syrup. So,
do you get that real sugar Pepsi and the real sugar?
I've had those drinks. That's.
And have you ever bought those old school sodas? The old school Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, the throwback?
The throwback.
Yeah.
Right, that's what.
And now they have a thing. I haven't tried it yet. It's called Dewshine.
The throwback is
nasty. It tastes like hobo piss. It's like hobo piss.
I don't want to know why you know what hobo piss tastes like, but I'll take your word for it.
I'm sorry. It tastes like hobo piss smells, because I've been on New York City subways and smelled hobo piss.
There you go.
Listen, he picked up...
We all got to make a dollar, dude.
He picked up the wrong cup one night. Let's wrap it up. Like I said, the final episodes of The Rant, Freaks, Enough, and Geeks this coming Tuesday, followed by, on Wednesday, a brand new episode of Talk Brunch. Then on Thursday, Rant Wrestling at 9 p.m. Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 9 p.m. Saturday, the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. That'll be after the Star Wars Christmas Special, which will be live at 8 p.m. Then on Sunday, the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show with Jordan Cobb and Surfer. That's if Jordan makes it out of the microwave, because after what I heard earlier today, that you can put a Cobb in the microwave and watch it pop. But anyways, and then after that, well, you'll have a special Tuesday episode of Talk Brunch on Tuesday, December the 22nd. And then Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live on Wednesday. They return to Wednesday nights for 1 week only, Wednesday, December the 23rd at 9 p.m. for the final episode of 2015. The next time we bring you pay-per-view coverage, 6 weeks from tonight, I thought it was seven, 6 weeks from tonight, the 2016 WWE Royal Rumble special start time, 6 p.m. Our coverage will begin because we will be doing the drawing for our Royal Rumble contest.
Yeah. Details.
And can I be the first to say I put my name in the hat for that contest?
You just did.
I'll be second.
Okay, and details about that contest, by the way, forthcoming on the premiere episode of The Rant for 2016 on Tuesday, January the 5th, 2016.
You know what? Scott shouldn't be eligible to win because he won last year.
Well, that's why I got to come back and defend my belt.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You could be a two-time winner.
Yeah.
The two-time All-American.
There you go. And I think that's it. Of course, you know, we're on the road to WrestleMania in January. Our WrestleMania coverage will be bigger and better than ever this year. And what else? And I guess that's it.
One might say we're about to hit the fast lane.
Talk Brunch moves to Monday nights beginning January 11th. You're going to have a pre-show for ROH Best in the World, or not Best in the World, Final Battle this coming Friday. And then what else? I'm missing something. On Tuesday we are going to briefly cover what's going to happen at NXT TakeOver London, which will air live 3 p.m. on the WWE Network this coming Wednesday, and of course a replay will air at 8 o'clock at night. And I think that's it. I think we've done everything. And we've ran down
from one TLC to another. You guys, don't go chasing waterfalls.
I know, right? That should be the theme song for
On that note, we need to close it out.
Yeah.
I know, actually, I think I'm going to go downstairs, and even though it's 12:16, it's a little late to be ingesting caffeine, but I think I'm going to finish that RC Cola
that's there you down go. There,
and try to get some sleep.
Don't forget your eye drops.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, man.
I think
it's past my bedtime.
I got to tell you, it's when we had a long, long discussion that day about Surfer and Hydrox. And he's the only one. He's the only one that day that said he likes it better than Oreos. There's a lot of things Surfer likes that we don't like. You know, chicken spread being one of them. Anyways, and if you've never seen that, it's on YouTube. Okay, yep. The chicken spread fiasco. I guess that's it. All right, well, I want to thank everybody in the chat room, and I want to thank everybody listening live, all handful of you. And of course, to our wonderful panel. I don't know what happened to Tony C. He was on the call, and then he kind of disappeared. I guess Tony C. had to deal with, I don't know, maybe his wife, maybe the blender exploded or something. You never know.
The smoothies.
There was a kale incident.
There was a kale explosion in his house. There's kale everywhere.
Hey, you know what kale yells when it's in trouble? Kelp, kelp.
Oh, but
oh boy. Where's my weak rim shot? I have a weak one. No, wait a minute. Where's the? I got a weak one.
Hey.
There you go.
Tip your waitress.
Yeah. Courtesy of Rugrats, by the way.
Chill. Do bushes wear shoes? I don't think so, Tommy, and I didn't even know babies grew on trees.
Okay. By the way,
those kids smell like hobo piss.
Speaking of Rugrats and Doug and all that crap, apparently it's available now on YouTube. Or not on YouTube, Hulu. So if you got a Hulu subscription, you can go and relive your childhood, and I think I might have to do just that, because they've been showing a lot of Doug on TV lately.
There you go.
Yeah, dude, it's worth the move. I did it. I'm Hulu it up.
Get your
and
Doug Funny Fix.
Oh, God, I love that show. My God, I loved that show growing up.
Patty Mayonnaise.
And the music on that show is just, anytime something goofy was, yeah, but anytime something goofy was going on, like when, just when something, they'd have that, wow, 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 wow.
You know why you like it, Double A? Because it's Saved by the Bell-esque.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, man, Doug, you were great. You were great, man, just great.
They got a lot of stuff on Hulu that you'd be surprised at.
I haven't perused Hulu in a while, so I'm going to have to...
You got a subscription or you do the free Hulu?
I used to have one.
I used to have it too, but I dropped it. But I'm thinking about picking it up again.
Yeah. I dropped my TV service and went Hulu and Netflix. $15 a month versus $100 is well worth it. Yeah.
And you're just a day behind on everything, that's right. Because they put everything up the next day, right?
Yes, yeah. And they show NXT. You don't even have to have a network subscription to watch it, so you can... NXT Superstars main event, everything, WWE.
Yeah.
Wow.
The next day.
Well, I guess that's that. I want to thank once again everybody, and I want to thank everybody on the call, and I want to thank Double A, myself, for putting on this program tonight, for putting up with this pay-per-view, for putting up with 12 pay-per-views. Ugh.
You're doing yeoman's work, my friend.
Oh my God. And no raise tonight, too.
And no raise. Well, nope. You know. He still
just think double A. Two more days, and then you got 3 weeks off.
Oh, thank God. No, I mean, boy, that's terrible. yeah,
it's a well-deserved vacation.
I gotta
thank you for putting in all the hard work. I enjoy it, and I love it.
I gotta tell you though, those it's weird. You know, when you it like okay, Surfer's had a couple of weeks off during the year, and some of the other guys have been off during the year, and Phil has been off a couple times too because he's taped the show in advance or whatever the case has been. William just took some time off. I gotta tell you. Even though I look forward to this time of year, when that first Tuesday comes up, okay, so like when the 22nd rolls around, and I'm going to get out of work and I'm going to be like, normally at this time I'm rushing home.
Maybe you can enjoy your dinner on a Tuesday night.
Maybe I'll take my time and go do something. And usually I don't, but then I'm like, I feel awkward because 8 o'clock comes around and it's like, it's Tuesday and I'm not on the air. Something's amiss here. Something's awry. And then, but, you know, quickly, boom, I snap out of it and be like, you know what? I'm enjoying the fact that I'm a little bit lazy right now. Because I won't be that lazy. You know, I just won't be doing the show.
Yeah, like when I take a vacation, I feel guilty the first day that I'm out of work. And then after that, it's just like, whatever.
Oh, no. If I had a vacation from work, completely different story, Scott. I wake up at... That's the beautiful thing with me in vacations. I wish I could be on vacation right now because I'm going to tell you God's honest truth. If I didn't have to work tomorrow, I probably would get up early, go to Waffle House, stuff my face, come home, get back into bed and watch, you know, the people's court
TV all day, court shows.
Yeah, watch some people's court, get on the computer, look at some, you know,
Judge
stuff.
Joe Brown and legal documents.
I'd go downstairs to the kitchen. I'd look at the fridge and be like,
I'm out of RC Cola because I drank it all last night.
Exactly. I'd be like,
watch 5 or 6 episodes of Doug.
And then, you know what? I'd be like, all right, you know what? I'm going to do something useful today. I'm going to go to the store, but I'm going to go in about 15 minutes. 15 minutes turns into 5 hours. I don't go to the store. I don't buy any food. And then you know what you do? You just pick up the phone and be like, all right, I need a large pepperoni with, you know, extra. This is my standard order, even though that now you don't order it over the phone. You do it online. Give me a large pepperoni, light cheese, extra sauce, well done, and give me a thing of breadsticks to go with it. And, oh, you want a dessert? Ah, sure. Give me one of those cinnamon deals with extra icing.
No chocolate lava cake because it's got the filling in the middle.
No. Can't do it. I can't do creamy things in the middle. No. Ooh, no. I don't.
Can we isolate that last do?
I don't. I got a problem with squish.
So you didn't like the freshen up gum back in the day?
I didn't eat gushers. And,
you didn't eat gushers, huh?
No, I didn't. I was a fruit by the foot, fruit roller.
What about the wax drinks when you bit the top off and they had the juice in the middle?
Nope.
What a contradiction. These
what about ice creams, Double A? Would you eat like a creamsicle?
More candy than actual fruit.
I won't eat a creamsicle.
No?
No.
Wow.
And it's somewhat distressing to me that I can't find.
What about a fudge pop?
A fudge pop is good.
Well, fudge pop's solid.
Yeah, it's solid. I find.
What about food that's stuffed, like a chicken cordon bleu or something like that?
I'm not big on stuffed foods either.
Like a stuffed bell pepper.
But you'll eat Reese's because it's with peanut butter stuffed in the middle.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'll eat that. But no, with I can't believe that. 45 minutes of this show has been dedicated to things that has nothing to do with wrestling.
Yeah, that's TLC for you.
Yeah.
It's the rant. It's Grant Jr. tonight. I know. Quick episode.
Jr. Grant Light.
God, I had it on
this is the Hydrox rant.
Oh, the thing with the ice cream. I find it very upsetting. Very upsetting. And I don't know, because, you know, there's 300 million people in the United States, and I'm only in a small segment of the country, but I find it very upsetting and distressing that everywhere I go, every store has the strawberry shortcake good humor pop, but nobody sells those damn chocolate eclair pops anymore. Which is basically it's the exact same thing as the strawberry shortcake. It's just the damn thing's chocolate.
AA Walmart sells them.
They not here.
Oh, that sucks. I got a box a couple of weeks ago, and I was in heaven.
No, and I went to 7-Eleven the other day, and of course they had the strawberry ones, but they don't have the friggin' chocolate ones, and I haven't had one in about 20 years.
Is that your go-to?
I would mail you a box, but
no, it's not. It's not that it's my go-to thing. It's just like when you see something that you haven't seen in a while, you kind of crave it. It's like the other day, I saw somebody posted something on Facebook of, and I've talked about this also before, those damn Jell-O pudding pops. I haven't eaten one in almost 30 years, but I want one.
And Bill Cosby changed it for you, huh?
No. And now they sell the kits that you can go home and make them. Oh, another thing. I grew up eating Swiss Miss chocolate pudding. This damn supermarket's discontinued selling the chocolate one. They sell every other flavor but the damn chocolate one. So I have to go to another store to get the chocolate one.
I went on a journey across town, like 3 or 4 stores, to find orange and white checkered ice cream. Because I just wanted it.
Wow. I'm close and to I finally found it, an hour and a half
it was so good.
So you brought up pudding. You prefer getting the pre-made in the cup pudding or instant pudding?
No,
or
I'm a pre-made guy.
You have to actually
snack pack.
No, I can't do snack pack.
Or milk and stuff.
Can't do snack packs.
No, I can't.
Oh,
or the kind of actually cook.
No, I'll eat once in a while the Jell-O, the one that's made that you make at home.
Jigglers,
but
instant.
It could be either instant.
Jell-O jigglers.
It could either be instant or it could be the one that is not instant. But
do you put fruit in your Jell-O?
No, that's an old person.
You don't put pineapple in it?
No. First of all, I don't eat that much Jell-O.
And that's what I do because I like pineapple in it. I'll get red Jell-O, but instead of the water, I'll use the syrup from the pineapple the water.
I don't eat it, but I got people here at home that eat Jell-O, and that's how I make it.
Love it.
And by the way, for those of you, Jell-O is done properly. Yeah, okay, if you're doing 2 boxes, you're supposed to use 4 cups of water. No, it's 3 cups of water.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. And, Matt also eats Jell-O at the Chinese buffet.
It's the only place you can get good Jell-O.
I eat the pudding at the Chinese buffet. But anyways,
my daughter is hooked on green Jell-O right now. All we have in our drawer of our fridge is green Jell-O cups. Has to be green. Now she's 8. But those Chinese can make perfectly squared Jell-O.
I grew up eating a lot of Jell-O.
You can build a house with those.
I'm Jell-O'd out. But the Swiss Miss pudding, that's my favorite. No other flavor, just chocolate. And I don't want to do the double chocolate either. I got to just have regular, plain old chocolate.
Have you had those Indulgent?
No, they don't sell those here.
Like a mousse, but it's got like a fudge cup at the bottom. No, they're pretty good. I've had a couple of those.
I guess that's it.
What about the parfaits from KFC?
No,
those are good.
I'll eat the pudding from the buffet, but that's it. The KFC buffet, by the way.
KFC buffet.
KFC don't have a buffet.
Yeah, you've never been to.
You guys have KFC buffets?
Yeah. All you can eat for like $6. You don't remember the?
No way.
A certain somebody that was excommunicated from this show used to brag about that.
That's something they don't have in big cities. They have that in.
I don't live in a big city.
Miami's not a big city, Surfer.
We have 50,000 people in our city. No. That's not a big city.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a real big city. They don't have.
Well, I've been all up and down the West Coast. I drove, and I've never once seen a KFC buffet.
I've been to a KFC buffet, but it was in the middle of Pennsylvania. It wasn't in Philadelphia or anywhere near there.
Because I would have like a preferred parking spot. If we had a KFC buffet.
That is why they don't put it in big major cities.
For those of you
that Miami isn't a major city, but I'm talking about the real big ones.
For those of you that are wondering what Matt's going to do now when we get off the air, he's going to look for a KFC buffet.
That's right.
It's only 9 o'clock there, so he's got time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've got time. It's only 9:30. Night's still young.
But, yeah, I haven't been to a KFC buffet in a while, but, yeah, that can be pretty good.
Sounds magical.
Yeah.
Like a freaking Sasquatch riding a Loch Ness Monster.
I got a little chicken boner off of that.
You won't eat as much as you think you'll eat.
That, you know what? That is true. You won't eat as much as you think you will.
Oh, yeah. I will. I'm not a big guy. I mean, I'm not even fat. Pudgy at best.
Husky.
I could do a hurting at a buffet.
I don't know about
when you go to a Chinese buffet, how many plates do you go?
Six.
Do you eat with your eyes?
Yeah, it's more of principle than it is, you know, my stomach being full. It's like I have to.
I'm getting my damn money's worth.
I have to get. Yeah, I'm getting my money's worth. If I go to a Chinese buffet, I'll eat two plates just full of cream cheese wontons.
Ugh.
Just to start out,
I'm capable of going to the KFC buffet and doing pulling a Cartman and just grabbing a whole bunch of chicken and eating the skin.
Listen, one time
I'll start pulling bins out of buffets. I'll just pull the bin out and take it to my table. Save the plate.
The pan.
General Tso's over here. Don't even put it up there. Put it right here.
When I was young, we went to an all-you-can-eat buffet, right? So we get there, and my mother's like, listen, don't let up your plate because it's all you can eat. You can just keep going back and getting more and more. So we put just a little bit on our plate, ate. Then we went back up to the table, and they're like, where are you going? Like, we're going to get some more food. And they was like, no, you got to pay for another plate. It was like everything you could pile onto one plate.
Oh, those are the tricky ones.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a place called, I did a taste challenge on it. They don't have it here anymore. It's closed down since then. But it was the Genghis Grill. They give you a bowl. Okay, you pay for the bowl, and you have to put as much as you can in this bowl, and then they cook. They cook the food. Whatever's in the bowl, that's what they cook for you.
Yeah, it's like a Mongolian barbecue.
Yeah. So I went, and you know, I'm not big on veggies, so I pile up on the meat and the chicken and all that crap.
I would like to try a Brazilian steakhouse though.
You gotta go. I'm telling you. One day, if we ever do this Rant EM Radio Summit, we're gonna go to Texas to Brazil. And that right there is the mother load. Oh my god.
I am so glad Serpent didn't say wax and followed up with steakhouse.
Wax?
Brazilian wax.
Oh.
That might solve a lot of your problems, Surfer.
Yeah.
That's just a really good Brazilian wax.
I'm still trying to get to that steak at the Golden Corral, so.
Oh, God. Let's not get started.
Yeah, all right. It was highly endorsed.
Yeah, it was.
Credible source.
Is this a pre-show or a round table on food?
I don't know. Maybe we'll break it up into two pieces. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us once again, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday for the season finale of The Rant and Freaks and Effing Geeks. Later.
See you there.